Well, Portia, Chrissy Teigen has declared her Twitter freedom in the most Chrissy Teigen way possible.
Plus, baby, Miss Erica Mena, honey, hit Safari with an epic clapback about their marriage.
And later, I'll be talking to Carrie Hilson about our new movie, Don't Waste Your Pretty.
Heidi and Frank will join us shortly, but we got a lot to talk about, y'all, so let's get off into it. Chewy, what you got?
Okay, first things first, we got to send our prayers out to Tiger Woods. Yesterday, yeah, the golf great was involved in a major car crash, giving him serious leg injuries. Wow. Ooh. Just one day earlier, the GOAT was out golfing with Dwayne Wade and Jada Pinkett Smith. We want to send our prayers to Tiger for a speedy recovery. Our thoughts and prayers are with you, brother. Damn.
Get strong, Tiger. Get strong.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so it seems like the drama never ends between estranged spouses Safari and Erica Mena. Now the rapper fired shots at his ex in a now-deleted tweet saying, I mean this from the bottom of my heart. Getting married was one of the biggest mistakes, and wow, it will never happen again.
What?
Wow. I'm walking away before, wow, I end up in jail over some dumb shit. Nobody's worth my freedom.
What? Wow. Okay, that was almost like a threat, too.
He said that with his whole chest.
Yeah.
His whole Twitter chest.
He did.
So Erica Mena clapped back. Gary, what she say?
All right, baby. Miss Erica said, honey, since you always run on social media like a little girl, honey, I might as well join in. Now, I absolutely agree, honey, with you on this. Now, you are the most selfish, vain, and inconsiderate person. And not just with me, but your only daughter.
Nobody wins when the family feud.
My question is, what's going to happen to the joint OnlyFans account? Like, who's going to take control of that, y'all?
It's only going to be Safari.
But you know what, you guys? They had this huge wedding. Y'all remember that? They changed
Yes.
People flew out to their wedding. I mean, it was so huge.
Sometimes the bigger the wedding, honey, the quicker the divorce. You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all weddings, they be married forever. The ones at the courthouse, break them up. But them big old weddings, it's just like... You know what I'm saying? Work like that.
That's why you gotta get married at Hooters and call it a day. Because if the wedding doesn't work out, at least the food was good.
There you go.
He's a bitch. He's a bitch man.
Ooh. Hurt people, hurt people.
Yeah.
I'm not calling no man a bitch, Gary, but... It's a little much.
He have bitch tendencies. I'm a damn queen, and I don't act like that. You would expect that from me, not from him.
Well, Gary, you don't act like that because you don't know how to tweet, okay? You mess around and send somebody a postcard.
It'd be a picture with no captions.
There you go.
Okay. Gary beat him put swipe up, and it ain't nothing to swipe. Oh, my God.
I'm actually clapping, okay?
Clapping is back.
Okay, y'all. Vanity Fair magazine has put out their annual Hollywood issue featuring some of today's hottest stars. And this may be the most diverse group of celebrities they've ever featured. I am loving it. The vibrant cover folds out into three panels. The front features Michael B. Jordan, Charlize Theron, Zendaya, and Sacha Baron Cohen. And when you open it up, there's Maya Rudolph, Michaela Cole, Spike Lee, Lakeith Stanfield, Awkwafina, and Daniel Levy.
Girl, yes, it's a lot of color, but let me tell you, Charlize ate that cover up.
She sticks out, man.
So gorgeous. The legs, the dress.
Because of the dress.
And it does a really great job of showing you just like how diverse entertainment was in the last year or so.
Yes.
Because everybody on this cover had a solid moment in 2020 leading into 2021, man. It looks good. It feels good.
Mm-hmm.
The spread is called Fantasia in 10 acts. I would have liked to have seen the singer Fantasia on here. But also, it's like, the question I have is, where the Latinos at? I see no Latino representation whatsoever on this cover.
Remember, Chewy, it's Black History Month. It's February, so that's why they finally put blacks on there. Thank you.
Chewy has a point. What Latino would you have liked to see on there, Chewy?
I think Jennifer Lopez would have been amazing and perfect for this cover. They should have threw her on there.
Charlize Theron is a Hispanic?
No, she's South African.
Okay, y'all, remember how thrilled Chrissy Teigen was when President Biden followed her on Twitter? Seems like him following her was preventing her from being herself. So Chrissy went on Twitter with this plea. She said, I have tweeted a handful of times since my treasured Ed POTUS following. In order for me to flourish as me, I must ask you to please, Lord, unfollow me. I love you. It's not you, it's me.
I love it.
Yes. Her latest this wish came true. Cute. The president unfollowed her, and she celebrated tweeting, "What? So I'm free."
Man. John Legend needs to use that as a hook for his next album.
Oh, my God.
We love you so much, and I love her on social media, man.
She is the most honest person on the internet.
Right, but Portia, do you think that Biden following her was like having her grandpa following her around and she just didn't want to offend him, right?
Hell yeah. It's like when you it's like if you go to church and somebody asks you, what's your Instagram? You know what I'm saying? Or you meet somebody and
it's your you don't want your pastor following you.
That's Portia, that's why you need a separate Instagram, like Portia for real with two L's or something. So you can put all like self-righteous stuff on there and keep the regular stuff on your other one.
I'm giving a shout out to John Legend because I if Chrissy Teigen is like this at all in their marriage, she makes you happy. Because this is what brings me such joy.
She makes you laugh.
She makes you laugh.
Yes, she does.
But why she put all them curse words together like she been saving them up? Like she been waiting to curse, honey.
But she has. You go, Chrissy. Just like Chewy said, we love you. I love
you. We love you, Chrissy.
We love you.
So Aaron Rodgers was sure unlucky on the football field this season, but he was sure lucky in love. Isn't that right, Frank?
That's right, Chewy. He may have missed out on Super Bowl 55, but it is now confirmed that Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers is indeed engaged to actor Shailene Woodley.
Congratulations.
The engagement, telling Jimmy Fallon this.
We got engaged a while ago, and he's, first off, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged with somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah.
And get this, she also said that he's so good at throwing balls, even her dog pulled her aside and told her she had to give Aaron a chance. So congratulations to them.
Yes.
What do you think of that, Addie?
Absolutely. I have a refrigerator magnet on my garage fridge that says, if my dogs don't like you, I won't either. I have a t-shirt that says the same thing.
A lot of people take their dog's advice.
Yeah, if my dogs like you, you're in. If they don't, you'll never be back to my house. It's just not going
to
happen.
I don't know if I believe the fact that she's never seen Aaron Rodgers play football. Maybe she's never been to a Green Bay game because a lot of people haven't. But I don't know if she's like really unfamiliar with, like, so what do you do?
Football. I still don't understand what it is you do. Do you get paid for it or is it just a game? Or come on, Shailene Woodley. Come on. Although he could have had that with Danica Patrick too. I mean, she was in the sports world, race car driver, but now he's, not with her. She would know what he did.
Different worlds. She's an actress. I mean, he is a world-renowned commercial actor for insurance companies. But other than that, I don't know about his acting.
It's the smart play, ladies. Just pretend you have no idea what, I say even after you're with your man for years. Like, if you ask me what my wife does, I don't know. But I'm not even making that up. That's the truth. I don't know.
You don't know what she does for a living?
I mean, I know what company, but she works from home and she has like three computers set up and I walk by and I'm just like, I don't know.
She's a cam girl. Wow.
Oh, she chooses some weird outfits if that's the case. I don't know what these people are into.
She's got weird clients.
All right, well, Headcrack's interview with Carrie Hilson is going to come up a little bit later in the show, but don't go anywhere. We got a lot more Dish when we come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
All right, y'all, welcome back. Let me ask y'all this. Is Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, a greedy...
Wait a minute, what?
My Lord.
Don't look at me like that, like I'm crazy, y'all. I'm just repeating what Dr. Dre said, baby. Aftermath's DJ Silk played a diss track for everybody on IG Live featuring the doctor, and it sounds like Dre had some things to get off his chest about his messy divorce. Listen to this.
Give me with the lies and that perjury. I see you trying to f*** while I'm in surgery. And I see you deathbed on some money.
Okay, Dr. Dre.
He was like Tupac, hit him up, man.
That's what we do. We express ourselves. You know, this is our art. This is our craft. And when we need to get something off our chest, we write it down and put it to the beat, and we make a song about it. Like the head, here it goes. Y'all remember Dre just recovered from a brain aneurysm, and while he was in the hospital, it was rumored that Nicole was trying to make moves on his fortune.
But here's the thing, Brad. There's going to come a time where he's going to listen to this later and he's going to be like mad at himself. Because, like, you know, think? Despite where they at now in a relationship, yo, like, you created a human together. Y'all spent a good portion of your life together.
Right.
And, like, I know the emotions is running high, but I think he's not going to be fond of this moment when he looks back on it later.
How do y'all fall out of love so quick? How do you fall out of love after being together for 24 years?
But, Gary, it was not quick. It probably might have happened in year 12. But when you are an entertainer or an artist, this is the way you express your art. I'm sure Nicole wishes she had a platform to be able to do something, you know, and express how her
she
side.
She does a reality show. Come on, Housewives, girl.
Come on, Nicole.
Okay. Okay, everybody, it's time for Portia's Baby Report. Yeah. To Mandy Moore and her husband, Taylor Goldsmith, on the birth of their baby boy, August Harrison Goldsmith. Ooh, that name is real.
Congratulations. I like that.
Now, the actress announced their arrival with the caption, Gus is here. And check this out. She actually had just commented on her ex's, Wilmer Valderrama's baby girl, only like a couple days before her baby. Mm.
Hey. So, Brad, you know what? It's crazy, Brad, that they had babies, both of them, Wilmer and Mandy, within weeks of each other. You think that's kismet?
Yes.
Universe trying to say something?
I don't know, but I feel like that baby should have been named August Alsina because I think they missing they entangled.
Ooh.
Ooh.
You know what I think it is? I think they're on the same sex cycle. You know what I'm saying? Like, they were together
they
for a long
are.
Time. Mandy and Wilmer, yeah. Exactly. So, you know, they probably get horny around the same time. And now
Portia, that's exactly why they should not have those babies as play dates. Because if they're on the same sex
you
schedule,
got that right.
And your babies are play dates, ooh. And y'all look at each other while the babies are playing,
yep.
And that horniness mm-hmm. come back, that mm-hmm. is the August Alsina entanglement. So, no,
got
they cannot
right.
be best
them
friends, these
be
babies.
In the playpen, ooh. And they're going to be in the bed playing.
In the play, while y'all in
right.
the pen playing. Keep them mm-hmm. babies away from each other.
Okay, y'all, today's deal is the Halo PowerQ 5000 mAh all-in-one device charger. This charger has a serious 5000 mAh battery, so you can keep a charge ready for most of your devices. And you not only get the portable charger, you also get a USB-C cable, lightning cable, and micro USB cable, so your iPhones, tablets, and Bluetooth speakers will have the power wherever you go.
It's like a guardian angel for all your devices.
Yup. And it comes in rose gold, platinum, or green. So, Brad, how much is it?
Well, Headcrack, usually this charger can run as high as $80. But for our dishettes out there, it's just
$19. Oh, $19. Hey. Oh, my
yes.
God.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, well, coming up next, I'm going to be dishing with Keri Hilson about our new movie, Don't Waste Your Pretty, and a date in Do's and Don'ts right after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Check it out. TV One's Don't Waste Your Pretty is hitting the screen soon. And we got one of his beautiful stars here to dish all about it. It's the one, the only pretty girl who's still rocking. Miss Keri Hilson. What up, Queen?
Hey, how are you?
Doing good, you know, all things considered. So let's talk about this movie, man. The cast is pretty lit. You know, what was the chemistry and the vibe like on the set with the rest of the class? So, yeah, because it seemed like it's a party.
We had a blast. I guess we don't need to know each other for that to be the case. We had an absolute blast. This is my life now, you know.
Yo, the camera loves you. I can't wait to see you do more things like this in this realm. The camera absolutely loves you. Now, there's a lot of women, Keri, who like your character, focus on their career and put love on the back burner. Is there any advice that in general that you want to give the career-driven women who want it all, the career and the love? Because it's hard to do both.
It's hard to do both. You have to find balance. Like, I'm very driven, but I also do want love, but I have to find moments to make room for the love in my life. I'll never do online dating, unlike my character who tried it, and she tried it. But yeah, I mean, just short of that, like, I had to learn, like, okay, well, if I desire it all, like, I literally just can't be home in the studio. My life can't be that, or a plane, you know what I mean? Unless God's gonna sit him right next to me, 2A, and I'm in 2B.
In that case, it was a sign. If they placed him right next to you, it's a sign. You gotta take
then
it
I would,
that.
Then I would know it's meant to happen, whether it's meant to be forever or just a lesson, then I know it was meant to happen.
If you had to create the ultimate theme song
okay.
for a date, a fun one at that.
I feel like the song is already written.
Like, what's your finally. Fun date song?
Finally.
CeCe Peniston?
CeCe Peniston's finally.
Oh, can you give us a taste? I would love to hear you do it your style.
It's happened to me right in front of my face, and I just cannot hide it. Finally. Y'all know everybody that remix.
We need that Carrie Hilson remix for real. Now, judging from your IG, Carrie, you're living your best single life. So we want to play a game called Turn Off or Turn On.
Okay.
A dude picking you up on your doorstep on the first date.
Turn on.
Okay. Date's over. They lean in for the first date kiss.
That depends. It could be a turn on. I could be ready for just a kiss on the doorstep if we are energetically connecting.
Now check this one out. A guy whose mom lives with him. Not a dude who lives with his mom. Is that a turn on or a turn off?
That could go either way too. Now, if she's just there because she mismanages money or just prefers your house and she is controlling or like, you know, was smothering you.
Yeah.
That's a turn off. Yeah. I'm gonna need you to give mama a condo. Okay. We are having sex occasionally and that could go down who knows where in this home. So I'm gonna need mama, you know what I mean? If it's just that she just feels like she's dating you, then this thing gonna work.
Well, the movie's called Don't Waste Your Pretty. Your pretty has not been wasted at all. We're so thankful to have you pull up on us. And I can't wait for people like watch the movie, man. Don't Waste Your Pretty. Be sure you check it out on TV One. Carrie Hilson, much love to you, sweetheart.
8/7 Central, February 28th, 8/7 Central, TV One. Thank you, Head Crack.
God bless you. Have a going, sister.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
John Mayer was recently chatting with Andy Cohen on Radio Andy, and Andy asked John, if an ex comes out with a song, does John ever think, oh, that's about me?
No wonder who he's talking about.
And John surprisingly said yes, that sometimes the song is so good that he actually hopes it's about him.
Like Katy Perry's Fireworks, that's about John.
And that certain relationships go into this legacy category where they're no longer jangling your nerves or making you upset. He said he's a fan of music and says that he'll even break out his magnifying glass and go, any codes? Any codes? Any secret codes?
Subliminal messages.
No, wow. This one's not for me.
It's kind of douchey, but it's like the dopest flex ever. Like, if I was like driving my car and a song came on the radio, and I'd be like, yo, that song is about me. That's so dope.
You got such an ego that you think the song is about you. I bet you think this song is about you, but it's not.
Yeah, right.
That's why he thinks, because he writes songs about everybody. He thinks everybody writes a song about him. But I want to let people know, when I put my teddy bear out, I want a date.
Damn.
And it's not you, John Mayer, but Chewy. I hope you look it.
Wow. The show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal. Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.